Hey, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with the one and only Queen of Suspense, Mary Higgins-Clark, who's promoting her new book, Every Breath You Take. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, Jason. Nice to be with you.
Now, before we dive too far in, why don't you just give our listeners a little bit of a sort of a premise here, the plot summary really quick.
Okay. This book is about a murder in the Metropolitan Museum of Art and at their annual festive upon festive. It's the chicest thing in New York. And a woman in her just about turning 60, but extremely attractive. And she had chosen the dress that Barbara Bush wore all those years ago. And now in that beautiful gown, suddenly 4 hours into the affair, vanishes and is found next door to the museum. And she has been pushed over the railing and is dead. And the question is, who did it? She was planning to leave all her money to charity, which upset her children, 3 of them, and also a nephew. And which one of them has stopped her from doing it, or is it someone else, like her younger boyfriend? So that's where we go from the time the poor lady died.
That's so awesome. How do you get this idea? Are you just going through an art museum one day and the idea percolates, or how did you come up with it?
Well, this is the one I do with Alasdair Burt. This is our 4th book in the Under Suspicion series. Mm-hmm. And the first book I wrote in that series, the publishers liked the people in it so much. They said, we want to continue those characters, other books, but we know you don't want to write to yourself in 1 year, so why don't we get to a co-author? And I said, fine. And they gave me the book by 4 other authors. But the minute I read Alasdair's, I said, we could write seamlessly together, and we've been doing it. Yesterday, we went out to lunch with the editors who celebrate publication day.
That's awesome. I want to know how you sort of got into writing suspense to begin with. I know one of your earliest books, I think it might have even been your debut novel, was sort of a historical thing about George Washington. But how did you make the pivot there?
Well, I was writing a radio series called Portrait of a Patriot. And it starts up with something like this. At age 14... she was given the family tree and said, but I am nearer to the throne than I realize. You know who she is? And then it goes on halfway through. Have you guessed who she is yet? And at the end, our patriarch today, Victoria Regina, Empress of India, Queen of this and that. And it was fun. I liked doing an historical show. But then they said, you have never done George Washington. And I said, oh, he's so dull, I cannot tell a lie. They said, we need George Washington. And when I started doing research, I thought, we don't know this man. We really don't know him. I thought he married Martha for her money, and she was much older. She was 8 months older. There was a great love story between the two of them. She went through the British lines to join him in Boston, and that awful winter of Valley Forge, she was there with him. And I thought, there's a great story here. So I wrote it, and it got nicely reviewed, but I didn't sell any copies. And I thought, I'd really like to write a book that will sell, because I had 2 kids in law school,
right.
2 in expensive colleges, 1 in in an expensive girls' school. So I tried, I looked at my bookshelves and said, I have always liked to read suspense, and I've always tried to analyze, to be the first one to know who the guilty party is. I didn't realize I'd been training myself to write suspense fiction. So then Where Are the Children became the first one, and it became a massive bestseller.
Absolutely. Who were some of your, growing up or just as a fan reading, who were some of your Mystery Suspense idols. Did you read a lot of Agatha Christie? Did you watch Hitchcock? Or I want to know, you know, what were sort of your touchstones?
Oh, of course. Well, Agatha Christie, first and foremost. Josephine Tay, Nio Moss, Daphne du Maurier.
Oh, yeah.
I think were all on my bookshelf.
Absolutely. And I just want to know, as you sit down, I mean, you've written so many of these. You have 100 million copies in circulation, and you're coming up on 90th birthday. Happy birthday almost next month. But you've written so many of these. What's sort of your approach to sort of doling out the clues and dropping in red herrings? What's sort of the key, if there's any up-and-coming writers, to sort of piecemeal it out without giving it away?
Well, simply, when I get an idea for a book, I have to write who are the characters. I do profiles on them. I know how they dress. I know what their hobbies are. And I rewrite the first 50 pages over and over. And at that point, I'm telling my husband, there is no book here. I might as well throw it out the window. And we're married 21 years, widow, widower. But the first, he said to my son, oh, the mother is so upset this book isn't working. And she said, for God's sake, we've heard this with every book she's ever written. But then when I get my people, I know who they are, and they start doing things that I didn't expect them to do, then I know I have a story and keep going.
Gotcha. But if it's like a whodunit or kind of a, or whatever the...
Okay, Jason, pardon the interruption, but we're 3 minutes over.
Okay, we'll wrap up then. But thanks so much for taking the time for us, Mary Higgins Clark, and happy birthday there next month.
Thank you so very much.